Welcome to the Seekers of Truth radio show with your host, Sherry Andrea, and co-host, Kier Johnson, helping you discover your truth. Thank you for listening, and now, here's your host, Sherry Andrea.
So, Kier's going to do... Does the intro. Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Seeker of Truth Radio Show with Sherry and Pierre. How is everybody doing tonight?
Hello, Sherry. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. We're having a little technical difficulty. I was in and out of the screening room. That's why there was like that pause for a minute. We were playing mm-hmm. musical places in the studio.
You were doing that.
Yeah, I was in the screening room with our guest Paige.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
I'm
was,
like, what
that was me.
Oh, because I was like, what is she
yes.
doing?
Okay, so let me interrupt you. Let me go ahead and let you. So I'll start, first of all, I'll start the show by saying thank you for listening to Seeker of Truth radio show. This is Sherry Andrea and Kier Johnston, and we're very excited tonight because tonight Kier will be interviewing Sage Eternal, who is a spiritual guide. And he's an awesome guy. I've actually watched quite a few of his videos, which I just love, and I think you'll love him too. He's got awesome personality and everything. So, here, why don't you go ahead and get started and tell our listeners what they have to look forward to.
Okay. Well, today I'll be introducing my soul brother, spiritual guide, Sage Eternal, Samad, who at 8 years old had direct connection to his guides and higher self through claircognizance, clairaudience, and clairvoyant means. Around 2007, at the age of 14, he found a love for clairsentience where, in his years later, he made it his base for all metaphysical endeavors. Sage will be answering questions and discussing metaphysical topics with me, as well as giving psychic readings. So call in the number 657-383-1655 and visit Sage's Psychic Warehouse at www.psychicwarehouse.org. And he also has a Facebook at www.facebook.com/psychicwarehouse. And he also has a YouTube channel with the link is on the bottom, sorry. But welcome, my guest, Sage Eternal.
Hello.
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 What's up, Samad?
Not much. Chilling. One little thing, though. Please no one call me Sage Eternal. Is just supposed to be a title. Just call me by my first name.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
his name is Samad.
Samad. Samad means eternal. That's why it's Sage Eternal.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah. It's cool. It was just weird hearing it come back to like, okay, but yeah, it's chill though,
That's why I had messaged you and I was like, well, what do you want to be called by, you know, do you want to be called by Samad? Like, you know, what do you want people to call you?
Samad for right now. Sage, just call me Samad for right now. We're explaining Sage Eternal another day.
Okay. Well, can you give us a little intro about you? You know, how did you start out?
Well, start off with psychic abilities or start off with the psychic warehouse?
Start off with psychic abilities. Were you born with them? You know, what's your story?
Well, for me, it's in the family. My grandmother always did her thing, which was nice on some times and Beatles other times. Won the lotto a couple of times. But it... the trickle-down effect came to my mother, and then from my mother and my father, for that matter, and from my mother and father, it trickled down to my sister and I. And then later that down in, like, 2009, we'll go with that year, my family and I was forced to utilize those abilities more than usual.
Okay. Now, also, like, what made you, like, actually, like, get, now, does your sister and your dad and your mom, do they also, you know, awaken their abilities, or they're not too big on them?
Well, here's the thing. My father was Pisces, and that's always a red flag in the spiritual world for someone who's able to do things but doesn't want to do them because they're just too straight out afraid of it. My mother, though, she, how can I say this? She has her ways with the herb of sage and other things. She's intuitive, and she's also getting her own Reiki healing business as well. But right now, I'm kind of yeah. My sister, that's a whole nother story. You would have to do a show about that. yeah. But me personally, I always practice my thing on the side and didn't tell anyone. Like, I could actually talk to my guys in second grade, and I didn't tell them till like, my senior year in college. So, yeah, I've just been keeping a low pro and scooting people this way and scooting them that way so nothing stupid happens.
Oh, wow. Damn lucky you. You know, I wish I had the background that you had.
You probably do. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah. My mom, she has had like spiritual encounters when she was younger, and so did my aunt. Mm-hmm. But they always like you know fear
they
like
cut it off, kept going, and closed the eyes at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have to. You would have to go like way back in the day, like with slave times and all that other stuff to find out that.
Get meditation
on it one day.
Yeah.
Like me, for me, like my great-grandmother was a straight-out Cherokee priest. She talked to spirits, super strong woman, did the whole medicine thing. Yeah. So then my grandmother was a Mason. It goes on and on and on. It's like the legitimate 2014 version of Roots.
Oh, wow, you're lucky. Yeah, I want to be in your family.
no, you don't, trust me.
Now, I heard...
I was about to say that everything comes with its ups and downs, so you would... The moment you came in, you're like, I didn't know it was like that.
Now, I also, when I had first found your channel, I had, I first viewed the clairaudience video that you had, and I found that one particularly interesting because the way how you explained how your favorite subject was literature and how it also was helping you develop clairaudience. Now, can you explain that again to the viewers? Guess Samad must have gotten off for a little while.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. You were saying, though, clairaudience. English class?
Yeah.
I had said
I saw your video, how I was drawn to it when I saw your video on how clairaudience had, I guess, was, no, how literature was your favorite subject and how that helped you develop your clairaudience. Now, I was asking if you can explain that to the guest, the viewers.
Well, to put it in simple terms, when someone writes something down, they're putting their voice in it in an energetic manner. So if you can get the tone from it, how they was feeling at the time, and hear it, then that's actually clairaudience. It's using the sensory ability of clairaudience.
Okay.
And also, since we're talking about reading, whenever you're reading something or focusing in, zooming in on something so much where it's literally a bit hard to get you out of it, like a video game, reading a book, a workout, anything like that, then you're at the level of you're probably using the majority of your psychic abilities, be it clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, on and on and on, using your imagination by some means. So,
okay.
If the teachers of today in high school, elementary, middle school, even college don't realize it, they are assisting people to learn how to utilize their abilities. They just don't do it at a direct level. They'll say, be intuitive about it, be creative about it, but they're not saying, I want you to sit down, open your third eye, and see what I'm talking about, even though I ain't going to give you the straight-out answer. Those are the good teachers. I did. I had all AP classes when I went to high school, so I got mostly the good teachers. One famous teacher, but, well, two famous teachers, but, yeah, I had the good teachers.
Okay, okay. Now, before I get on what I saw today, I'm going to ask, I also noticed your the new children, the videos. I noticed that one. And in that one,
yeah,
you know, I heard, always heard the meanings of the new children, the indigos, the crystals, and the rainbows. But you mentioned a diamond child. Now, what is
Okay, diamond child, to describe it easily. If healing the world, if upgrading the world, if moving the world into a new era of peace and happiness and love and light would be a mechanical process, you would have rainbow child over here, crystal child over there, indigo child over here. A diamond child is the person who can sit in the middle of all that's going on and reflect and communicate what's going from an indigo to a crystal child, because an indigo won't operate like a crystal child. Diamond child doesn't operate like a indigo or a crystal. Well, they can operate like them, but they'll only do it for a limited short amount of time, and then they'll get bored of it.
Okay, okay.
To put it simply, an indigo child will have issues with authority. Everyone knows that. Anyone in the medical community basically knows that. A diamond child would look at authority. A diamond child would look at authority and say, "This, I can use them in this way." And even though they think they're in control of me, I'll just use them this way and use that person that way, and everyone's going to be happy. And at the end, everybody gets what they want, and I can move on. It's that little tweak of perspective that makes them see that everyone is useful. And it's that in itself that makes everyone who looks at them, not depending on whether it's the person is spiritual, metaphysical, atheist, or whatever, they still see them as, oh, this is a chill dude, this is a nice guy, I like him, and so on and so forth with all the personalities down the road. But, yeah, it's put it this way, a diamond child can make themselves look like they are the vibration of whoever is among them. They can blend in easier. That's also one reasons why I didn't have that many issues in school. To put it simply, if I didn't have my guys and had good ears and all that other stuff that makes me all nice and wondrous and gives me a reason to call myself Sage Eternal, they probably would diagnose me with ADHD and this and that and psychosis and all those other fun diseases. But my last name is Bond and I get to play it out smooth. So there you go. It's a roundabout way of saying it. I could understand the dynamic of things and what to do and what not to do just to avoid certain situations. Not saying that jumping out in the middle of class and expressing your truth is something bad. It just doesn't fit in nowadays. You're attempting to put the square shape into the triangle slot. It's not time for it. You got to get to the square slot first. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. I like that. Now, what else? Oh, I also saw your series on communicating with spirit guides. And that was a good one because kind of helped me think. And I was like, just explain, go into that, how you explained that. Now, when did you actually realize that you had guides?
Legitimately or actually communicated with them?
Yeah, like communicated with them.
Communication went on at second grade. I'm going to say September. September of second grade. I don't know what year that is. I don't feel like doing the math. As for legitimately, as in, yes, I'm talking to a spirit guide, and it's not just some weird voice in my head that I keep playing off that it's just me playing around. I'm going to say probably October of 2009. Yeah.
Okay, okay. And I also, on that video, I had found, like, when you were talking about, I had uploaded part 3, and it made me realize, you know, when I had my stuffed animal and you know, when I was talking, I was like, you know, I used to carry this stuffed animal around, and I used to actually think that that was my spirit guide because I took it every damn where with me.
Point of focus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a point of focus for you to put yourself into a state where you can allow communication to occur. It's like reading a book, if you want to go back to that. You're observing something for you to receive information.
Okay, okay.
But it also might go around to the point of that animal also reflecting characteristics of the being in which you're talking to as well.
Okay, okay.
That as well.
So what tips would you suggest to people for trying to contact or communicate with the spirit guides and actually receiving, like, an answer? Because, you know, some people say, I can't hear my guides. I don't know. I think I'm making it up. You know, I don't know. So
well, if you're making it up, you're on the right track, one. Two, if you're saying, I can't hear my guides, your guide is right next to you, shaking their head, saying, I can't believe he's still pretending like he can't hear me. One, and I'm just gonna go down the line with this. One, whenever you're saying, oh, I'm talking to myself, you're not talking to yourself. Yes, you're talking to yourself, but you're not talking to yourself. You're talking to a part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Two, whenever you're at a state of communication with your imagination or the part of you that isn't, well, I won't say that isn't, that is of access when you decide for it to be of access, or is of access when you're in the mode, when you're in that imaginary state, or when you're in a, when you're at peak of what, mental or physical motion, being the motion of energy, then you're communicating with something on a spiritual level, always. That's
essentially
how a human works. Even if you're just looking at an ant and you start talking to the ant and you actually get something back, you are receiving information. You just have to decode it because the ant and you don't talk the same language. They speak ant language or Annalise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
for communicating with a spirit guide more directly, how to do it, once again, you would use your imagination if you just can't go straight to the clairaudience or clairvoyance of it. Because simply, imagination, when you see something through your mind's eye, when you can picture a picture, like, let's say, picture a tree, then whatever happens from that point on is technically clairvoyance. Cut off, say, oh, that's my imagination, that's clairvoyance. Then. But it's this. It's also this. You can utilize it this way. It's like having one hammer to hammer nails in and then having another hammer to pull the nails out with the back of the hammer.
Okay. Okay.
There, when someone says, oh, it's not working, it's just my mind, it's just imagination, it's like, yeah, but you could also use your imagination in this way. There's not really a reason to learn anything new. It's just a reason to use it in a different manner. So if you're a writer, you can write a story and then just have just say a statement like, I now ask my guys to come and assist me and communicate with me through this story. I actually had a teacher back in my playwright class, and she would say that sometimes her character that she would write in the story would come in the night and say, this is not how I want to be written. You need to write it this way.
Wow.
The scene you just wrote is completely off from how I was. Now, I don't know her spirituality or anything like that, but she was a beautiful Taurus, like all beautiful Taurus women. They always have some kind of feature of glow in them. I don't know why, but they do. You don't have to be, you don't even have to say, oh, I'm going to be in the metaphysics and spirituality and this and that. Stuff like that happens to people all the time. It's just not always important for them to realize who it's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, humans have this love of having bragging rights. Spirits don't really have that life of having bragging rights. It's nice if you say thank you. It's always good because for you internally it relieves you from the stress. But really, they just loosey-goosey about it. They don't really need bragging rights where you say, oh, yeah, so-and-so, if so-and-so told me this, if so-and-so told me that. And I'm going to say so-and-so and so-and-so told me this just so he feels better about themselves. They are a well-stacked and good on that part. They don't really need any little bibliography wrote on them. So, yeah, they'll just give it to you freely. That's not really an issue with them. They good. They don't need to eat food. They ain't got to pay no bills or pay for gas.
Life must be good on the other side, then.
It's interesting on the other side. I'll leave it at that. It's interesting. You got more capabilities, but at the same time, when you get done running a mile and get it again, pretty soon you're going to say, you know what? What happens if I put my 40-pound weighted vest on and run the mile? It gets hard as hell then. But at the same time, if you have the outlook that's correct for the situation, hold up, go back, an outlook that will align you to more use of your physical body. You also say, this is fun. That's what being down on the physical plane is all about. It's more rough. It weighs on you more. You feel it. Also another reason why Claire Cynthia is my funnest and favorite ability.
Oh, man. I hate it.
Wait. What? Hey, what? Say it. I want to hear it.
The clairsentience.
Oh, what's wrong with it? Come on. Honestly.
Especially because some people tie clairsentience with empathy. So I definitely hate that part. You know, when I first started, because I know that that's my strongest, and I'm still working on awakening myself and developing. And I know that that would be my strongest, but even though, just like everybody else, I want to say, oh, I want to be clairvoyant. I want to be clairaudient, but I know with clairvoyance, I don't really use my mind's eye a lot in clairaudience.
Yeah.
I had an encounter when I asked to hear my guides, and I was so mad at this one day because somebody was bringing me so much information, and I was like, you know what? I don't want nobody telling me nothing that y'all can tell me myself.
I started
hearing them. So I was like, "Damn, bro, I'm sorry. That's it. Go back to where things were before. I'm not ready for that."
All right, here's the thing. There will be times where your favorite one, your favorite Claire or your favorite psychic ability will be replaced or used in a different way. Originally, when I first started communicating with my guides and just called them mind dwellers instead of spirit guides in second grade, I would mainly use clairvoyant. And while in class, I would picture them in my mind's eye instead of seeing them around or hearing them or feeling them or so on and so forth.
Okay, well, hold on. Just before you, now, for people that don't know, does it matter what you call them? Because I know you just said that you called them.
No.
You called them what?
Well, at the time, they came to me and said, because I asked them, who are you? They said, we are mind dwellers, the beings who dwell amongst the realms of your mind.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, you can call them the fly on the wall if you feel like this. They don't communicate with you. Remember, they have no desire, they're enjoyed if you communicate with them on a level that's intimate to the point where you feel like you have to include them and say, oh, thank you, Miranda, or thank you, Ted Gunn, my guys. That's all fun, well, and good, but it won't really hurt their feelings if you don't. They'll figure out another way to be happy. They chill with that. They chill like that. But,
At
the time, I would call them mind dwellers.
Okay.
And I would have different mind dwellers come in. At times, there would literally be a million mind dwellers. At other times, there would be a literal civilization of mind dwellers. And it makes you think, who in the world was I communicating with back then? But we'll figure it out later on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, I'm about to take the first caller. Are you ready to do readings?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on, let me read this. Okay, wait. I have this one question from chat. Someone wants to know, how are you sure if you're talking to guides and not just some other spirit? Now, has that ever happened to you before?
Wait, repeat that one.
How do you know if you are talking to your guides or not some other spirit?
Oh, I have ways to verify. You have different ways to verify.
I'll use different levels of communication with them for me. For me, I'll use mainly clairaudience to talk with a guy on and off. If I'm actually, if I need to verify to see if it's actually them, I'll actually just look clairvoyantly.
Okay, okay.
To see if it's their regular depiction of themselves. Or I can always just go the clairsentient route where they're actually, where I'll say, if it's, if I'll go yes and no, if it's yes, move my head left. If it's no, move my head right. So it's always that way as well. And then I can always
okay.
say if any of the guys move out. That question is
okay, so
itself,
it's like a pendulum sort of thing with you.
Well, if needed, I can go that route. It's not always needed.
Okay. Okay.
But I will also say, even if there's another spirit guide or dark entity there, you can literally use that dark entity as well, because if so, they are a piece of your reality. If they are a piece of your reality, they're essential to your reality, meaning you need information from them in some way, as in knowing that they're there and just simply leaving it as that, or knowing them that they're there, knowing the aspect of which they are reflecting towards you, and then understanding them in that dynamic of you as the center and how they're actually capable of existing in your space. So, yeah, you can
okay.
still pull information from them, if anything. And it goes back to clairaudience being more lines of tone, of hearing the tone of energy than just hearing people talk to you. It's not,
okay.
oh, I can hear my guy say the sky is blue, the trees are green, and there's a person riding their bike next to me in tan-colored pants. It's more in the lines of hearing that sentence and then hearing the vibration, the emotion
okay.
of that sentence as well. So
okay.
you can actually get to the point of clairaudience where you just can't really be fooled because you know the different tone of your guide.
Okay, okay.
It's like going to a heavy metal rock and roll concert or going to Miles – no, we'll use Ronald Isley, going to Ronald Isley. It's like going to see Paramore, the rock band, thank God they're still together, and going to see Beethoven. There's two different tones or four different tones in that situation that you're going to hear. You can hear
okay.
similarity. You can hear a likeness because all those artists are probably pulling from one another in some way, shape, or form, fashion. The simple fact that I'm able to use them in a sentence and know how they sound means that they have some kind of connection towards one another. So,
okay, okay.
If you really want to verify if it's your guide or not, you need to be able to know them on a level of intimacy where you can't really be fooled. It's like if you go to a married couple that's been with each other for like, what, 10, 15 years, they really start to know each other, and they say,
mm-hmm.
would your wife pick out those shoes? And then the woman looks at the husband and says, you better get this right or we are going to have issues the whole way home. And the man gets it right because he's been paying attention to his woman since the day it's all, and then the woman feels so happy. It's like that. You just
mm-hmm,
know it
mm-hmm.
because you talk to your guys all the time. As for someone who's first communicating with them, you can build a relationship on little things like, give me three things to know that it's you talking to me, or three things for me to identify your personality. For me, when I was talking with my spirit guide, Miranda, I can remember one. Ooh, I cannot remember the name of the artist. Oh, well. There's this song of Better Together by some cool
okay.
dude with a guitar. Forgot his name. He'll be on Pandora on the John Mayer station. Watch it come back
yeah,
to me. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that was good because, you know, I had similar problems, especially with, you know, not knowing who was who at the time when the audience started awakening, and
uh-huh.
every time this happened, every time I do this exercise where I start running, you know, grounded energy and universal, and
mm-hmm.
this happened when I was doing chakra work too, and every time I
yeah.
did this for like a period of days, I start to hear as soon as I was about to go to sleep. I didn't even wait till I fell asleep, and then I start to hear such and such, and I'm like, what? And I got confused. I push it out because I'm thinking it's me just being tired, and then
with
a
minute you okay. Can I say something real quick? Whenever you're really just falling asleep, that's the highest point of connectivity, well, to your subconscious and to
okay,
your mind.
Okay.
So those are energy beings talking to you.
Okay.
There's always some kind of energetic being talking to you.
Okay, okay. Because that's where it kind of got me. I wouldn't say I was scared, but I just didn't like the feeling. And I didn't know if that was my guides or not, because when one time I laid down on the couch, I was like, I heard it again. But this time I wasn't afraid, and I was curious. So I said, I want to know who the hell this is. So I'm like, what do you want? Who is it? Because I tell them all the time I don't like being talked to in my sleep. So I'm like, who is this? What? So I'm like, all right, well, I had the questions of, being a star child. So I was like, okay, well, answer this for me. Am I a star child? And I heard, yes. And I was like, oh, shit.
Because
the way how they said it was like an annoyance. Like, oh, God, you've been saying this for the while, asking us, and we've been telling
you.
Yeah,
they don't like staying stagnant. When you're asking a question again and again and again, it's like receiving the energy and then throwing it out the window. You're asking for assistance to move up, and then you're just going right back down. Say, I want to be on the fifth step. Okay, I'm here. Let me jump down now.
Okay, okay.
And then asking again. It's literally, that's how it is vibration. I want to be here. All right, let's go back. I want to be here. Let's go back. All right, one more time. But if you think hearing your guys while you're going to sleep is bad, imagine getting slapped by whatever. Why are you going to sleep? Yeah, like, I was in my political science class, well, global politics class, and I was falling asleep because I didn't go to sleep long enough. No real explanation there. Yeah, and so I'm asleep, but I wake up in sleep paralysis where I can't move my body and I can see everything. And I see the teacher just stare at me because I'm sitting in the front row. I'm like, oh, shoot, I can't move. I need to wake up. Miranda, wake me up. Oh, and then I wake up in my body, and I physically react as if I got slapped. And actually, that's like the second time that happened. The other time was in the lecture room, and I was wearing a hat, and I lost my head that day.
Oh, wow.
But we had college. No, that was psychology. I was in sleep paralysis. No, political science. Both classes, damn it.
Oh, that's hilarious. That never happened to me. Now, I had dreams where, I was sleeping in class and I was about to hit, the floor, and so I had a dream to where, though, I was falling, and then boom, and I was about to fall, and I caught myself. So I'm like, oh, that's funny, sleep paralysis, though.
Because the class was blowing the hell out of me, I had astral projections where I would literally astral project out of the damn classroom.
Oh, wow.
And that's because I just don't really feel like being there. Then I have someone in the physical realm walks through me. I'm like, oh, my God. Now I just snap back in my body. I'm like, okay, I'm back. Nobody saw that. I'm still smooth. Last name, Bond, all day and tomorrow. What's up?
Well, I'm about to start getting to the questions because I have one person that's been on for 21 minutes. And are you ready?
Yeah, what's her name?
Okay, her name is Donna, and she wants to know if she is going to meet someone, I guess in the near future.
As in a romance?
Yes, I'm guessing, yes.
No. If she's forceful with it, then it'll come, but it won't be what she wants.
Oh, okay, hold on real quick, hold on. Hello?
Let her on. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Me? Hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm on the internet.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
So what's your question? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm on the internet. I'm on dating sites, and I've also been going out more to the gym and yoga and meetup groups and wanted to know if there's a companion type relationship coming in for me.
Not this month. Not September. October. October. Huh? You just started doing this, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You got to build a groove with it.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to build a certain pattern and then get to the point where it's like, relationship would be good, but right now I'm feeling myself because I'm looking good. I'm vibing. I'm hitting the yoga, hitting the gym. Right now it's like, I'm going to the gym. I'm doing this, but I'm doing it for this. Return to center and do it for yourself instead of doing it to get the goal.
Oh, no. I am doing it for myself. What I meant, though, is that I'm getting out where there's other, you know, people.
Hmm?
I'm
other
not
people?
Hibernating at home. Yeah, I'm getting out where there's other people.
So was you hibernating at home?
Well, sometimes I do. I just stay home.
Yeah, you need to get the groove of you being out and about then. You need
to
get your momentum going. It's about momentum in that situation.
Uh-huh.
If you keep at it, then he'll arrive or whatever your taste is in that category.
Mhm. Yeah, I'll have to stay with it then.
Mhm. Stay with it and get your vibe up. It's building the groove, building the routine, and enjoying the groove and enjoying the routine. When you're breathing in yoga, take a deep breath and say, "I'm happy to be here."
Mhm.
But like August, September, no, October, we're seeing possibility. 3 months.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Whenever you start something, it's always like 3 months because, what, that's a quarter of the time. It's a quarter of the time of completion of a year, full cycle. And right now we're in August, so this is a good time to get started with new adventures, new plans, new goals, but also just for a shot of realization, it will be a partially bit of hell. It's a good time for beginnings, but whenever it's a good time for a beginning, it's also a good time for an ending. So if there's any need to end something or eliminate something or remove somebody, do it.
Okay.
Anything that's holding you back, take off all the ankle weights and have at it.
Yeah. That's what I've been
kind of
doing. Yeah. Okay.
Well, keep at it then.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Good.
Okay,
well, thank you. Donna,
please call in again.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, and have a nice evening.
You too, Donna.
You too. You as well.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, Samad, that was good. Also, you guys can contact Samad, you know, if you guys are interested in reading that, psychicwarehouse.org. And his Facebook is facebook.com/psychicwarehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I'm going
to
take
just
a
go to
second
Google,
call
type it. In psychic. Just go in Google, type in psychic warehouse, and I'm all over the place. Psychic warehouse.
Okay.
Two words actually. Or Samad Bond. But we have another caller.
Yeah, I'm about to go to the second one right now.
Okay.
980, area code 980, you're live on the air now with Samad and Kier.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, that's lovely. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, okay. Good name.
Mary, like Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you then. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, happy birthday.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
What question do you have for Samad today?
What?
Question. Do you have a question?
Yeah. It was about career, finance. When do you see my financial status improving? Because I've been struggling for like 3 years now since I lost my job of 12 years, 3 years ago. It's just been a struggle ever since, and I feel like something's blocking me, and I don't know what it is, or I don't know, just something standing in my way of financial abundance and success. And
okay. All right. You're going to pick up the downdraft of August and September. That's the energy of August. As always, big possibilities, new beginnings, starting new courses, heading on that new adventure, blase, blase, blah. For you, though, what I'm afraid of, not really afraid of, but more lines of what you're going to have to do during August is cut back on all the things that weigh you down. Okay, you get me? Anything that's out there, that you feel, anything that's out there that you feel an emotional connection of, I need this, but at the same time, I don't really need this, as in you can go without it, but get rid of the comfort blanket is what I'm trying to say. Any comfort blanket?
Like water?
Like what?
Lights and water?
Well, water's always good, but I'm talking about the comfort blanket, the things that you tie on to for emotional help.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about, because all I'm talking about is paying my bills.
Well, that's good, but you also need the energy to do that. The possibility of you getting a job and starting fresh is going to be in September, but you need to build yourself up so you can just take that on with all your strength together. So you need to just start eliminating the things that hold you back. If you feel that something's holding you back, then just let it go.
And yeah, I don't know what's holding me back, though. That's the problem.
Well, go with your emotions. What do you feel the most emotional connection to? That doesn't necessarily, it's not, it's the emotional connection to the thing, right, the thing you give your emotions to most and you don't get them coming back at you. There's an exchange that's occurring that's not necessarily beneficial for you. You're giving yourself to it to a degree where it's all of you, but you're not getting all of it back. You're not getting the energy you put out back, and you need to pull in your energy and aim it at what you want. If anything, if you really, really want the safe bet, aim at what you want with everything you got and do not look the other way for anything at all, unless your body really, really says you have to. Okay.
Okay. It's not real clear to me what you're telling me, but okay. I'm not getting what you're telling me.
Well, if there was one thing in your life that you knew that was holding you back, what would it be? What's the first thing that pops in your mind?
If there was one thing in my life that what?
If there was anything in your life holding you back, when you think of yourself being held back, what pops into your mind?
A big old question mark.
Then ask the question again.
I've been asking this question for a really long time. What's holding me back? I honestly don't know.
It's a question that you need to answer on yourself. That's why I'm trying to supply you what you need to do to get past it, to get the job, to get yourself in motion. But the question of what's holding you back is always going to be something of you, an aspect of you, something that's connecting you to it. So if you just chop all the connections that doesn't really serve you, then you'll be in motion to get what you want.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I just, I'm not grasping, comprehending.
Well, can I ask you this real quick, Mary? You don't work, right?
I just started a little part-time job this week.
What is it that you would like to do? Because sometimes if we're not clear what we want to do and then we're asking, you know, well, why am I blocked? Well, sometimes you don't have a goal.
Well, I worked in a veterinary hospital for 12 years. I never really asked for that either. I just went and applied and they said, yeah, and it was on the job training and there I was 12 years later and then they let me go. And then after that, it was kind of just everything has been a struggle ever since. And just one thing after another, picked up another job.
Well, for this
died,
other job?
And...
Okay, okay. Let me ask
for
a question.
For this other job, do you like working there?
The veterinary hospital? Yeah, I did. I've applied to several, and I've always gotten turned down.
What did you like most about working at the veterinary hospital?
Huh?
What did you like most about working at the veterinary hospital?
The dogs, working with the dogs.
Okay, and all the other animals, right?
Yeah, pretty much, except for the mean-ass cats, but...
Okay. Have you ever tried working at other places that have animals in them?
Yeah, I've applied and applied and applied and applied, and I always get turned down.
Just at the hospitals or anywhere else?
Hospitals or, you know, like PetSmart and places like that. Yeah, no, I won't nobody hire me.
What about zoos?
What about what?
A zoo.
A zoo?
Yeah, a zoo.
The nearest zoo is about 2.5 hours away from here, in either direction.
Mm.
Well, maybe you should decide on starting your own practice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a veterinarian. I'm just a veterinary assistant. I went to school this past year to do massage therapy, and it came right down to the wire. And, you know, this is supposed to be my out. This was, you know, my be-all, end-all, everything, saved my home, all that. And it came to final exams, and I missed graduating out of there by not quite 2 points. And that was it. And so I failed the program, and I can't get a license, and I can't have my own business and all that. So...
No,
that's not an option.
Well, when things like that happen, sometimes what you need to do is do the closest thing to what you was planning to do. You have the experience. That's not really needed because you already have it. What you need to do is just somehow put yourself in service so you can receive the work. You need to have some kind of way of saying, here I am, this is what I can do, let me have it.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
Pet sitting, that kind of thing, Facebook page, the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing
but
ever came out of it.
At the same time, though, what we're trying to do is get your energy up so you're just about ready to do anything.
Yeah. You can't, because if you stay in that vibration, oh, I did that, there's nothing else, then you're going to be in that vibration.
All right,
but when you put yourself out there like you're suggesting and nothing comes of it, it just drags you back down.
It does, doesn't it?
It
does. It's like in now.
You
crawl over the floor looking for the next best thing, looking for a bone, right?
You're looking for a needle in a haystack.
Okay.
Well, the best way to get the
Sherry.
Needle out the haystack is putting the needle there yourself. The other best way of getting the needle out of haystack is getting the magnet.
Hello, Mary?
Huh?
Hello? I'm sorry. We have to end this one because we have other callers on the line.
Okay, no problem.
Pierre, can I just finish this one up real quick?
Say it again? No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I finish this one up like in 20 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The thing is, the main thing that you need to do is get your courage, your energy, your excitement back. So whatever you can do that can get you excited in a manner that's not going to take you down another energetic step in some way, shape, or form, fashion, where you can just be purely excited and then go home with that excitement, that is what you need to do. Okay, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. Wish you well.
Bless. Thanks.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Again, you can find Samad at psychicawarenesshouse.org.
Psychic Warehouse.
Oh, sorry. Psychicwarehouse.org.
I never thought about that one. Psychic Warehouse.
I was too busy reading fast, but hold on.
It's chill.
truthfully, my favorite subject is English, but I actually don't even read that much. I skim.
Oh, you speed read.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm about to go to our third caller from area code 561. You're on the line with Samad and Kier.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are
you? I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
May I ask your name?
It's Stacy.
Say that again.
Do you have a? She says Stacy.
Stacy, like Stacy Adams shoes.
Yes.
What, you gonna give me a pair? Okay. Stacy, what's your question?
Do you see anything regarding love?
Love, you don't want it now. As in, you don't want what you would get right now. October. Try October. Stay interested.
October.
Like October 2014, it'll come in like, oh, the possibility of it will come in October of 2014, meaning this October. You might have someone to go to a Halloween party with. Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. As for August, it looks good right now, but it won't be long. It'll be like a 2-week thing, a 1-week thing, and you won't really get what you want from it.
Is it somebody new? Somebody old?
Someone new, and you might know them, though. You get me?
Somebody you said.
If someone new that you probably wouldn't see as a possible relationship partner.
Okay.
I mean, so repeat that. Someone old you probably wouldn't see as a relationship partner with. Like a friend that you see here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But right now, it wouldn't be a relationship that you want.
Okay.
Is that all, Stacy?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
What do you see, like, with the career?
Because I know I asked that because I know that was your first question.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked.
Oh, I didn't hear. Let's see. Right now, are you doing something that makes you happy and excited, or are you waiting for something with something on the back burner with it?
Something on the back burner.
What is that thing on the back burner?
Well, it's not progressing. It's like, you know.
What is it exactly?
There.
What is it exactly?
What's what exactly?
What is that thing on the back burner there? Just cook it.
It's just not even cooking. It's the stove is off. Just sitting there.
Why the stove off there, girl? You got to turn the stove on. Got to get some gas through that thing. Come on now.
But you can't get gas if they don't want to pay you the money.
You got to
go explore.
Okay, true. But at the same time, if it's something you really want to do, then I'm sorry, I know it sounds annoying. I know the feeling, but you have to be able to do it without getting paid. You have to have that feeling of, I can do this all day. Because the feeling of you can do this all day, the vibrational state of you can do this all day, is what actually gets money coming thrown at you. Because it becomes essentially your reality there. If you put it on the back burner, you got the heat down on low.
Well, I wasn't the one that put it on the back burner. It was cooking, and then they decided that, oh, we're paying too much money.
Okay.
So,
then you just keep at it a little bit. You have to keep at it. You have to have some kind of contact with it. Write about it. Dream about it. Talk about it. You just can't. Even if you're not really even doing anything with it, I'm not even talking about doing with it. I'm talking about having it with you internally, not just throwing it to the side and forgetting about it. You have to have it incorporated into your
the dynamic of your life. You have to at least think about it at least 20 times a day. And then it starts to manifest. Then it starts to be with you. If it's a dream and you just put it over there and not even look at it, it's like trying to grow a plant without putting any sunlight on it. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even if you can't get any money aimed at it, you can pull it into your life with just thinking about it or using your imagination or writing about it or painting about it or seeing it in every place you're at and associating it with the people you see. You can actually get away with not even talking about it if you think about it like a madman. But that's just a little bit of a loophole. So, yeah. Anything else?
No. That's it.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Stacy, for calling
in. Thank you.
You can also get a reading from Samad if you would like to go more into that at psychicwarehouse.org. Got it right this time. And
yes,
Facebook.com psychicwarehouse.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. We'll have time for one more call if that's cool with you. If you want
okay.
to. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Area code 337. You're live on the air with Samadhi Gear.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
I'm fine. And you?
I'm great.
Maybe have your name, please?
Candace,
that old friend named Candace. Hello, Candace.
Hi.
And thank you for calling.
Hi.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling to ask about my love life. If y'all take a form of soulmate or somebody come my way, who's a soulmate?
Hello?
I'm here.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Repeat that one, please.
I wanted to ask if y'all pick up on a soulmate or...
A soulmate, life partner,
yes.
Lover, relationship, yes. Romance.
Yes.
Mommy. Soon. He'll come soon. You already got a cute little man in your life, though, I can hear him.
Oh, that's my daughter, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was a boy.
It's okay. It's okay.
Well, a cute little girl in your life.
Yeah.
He'll come, though. Yeah, he'll come. Soon. Sooner than you think.
Okay. Do you pick up anything around him? Anything like that?
He's tall.
That's it. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah.
It's okay. Secret, I love to hear kids for some reason. I think
okay,
you're...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My... Oh, he sounds cute.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Have a good job.
Yeah.
Good job, tall, man's man type of guy.
Ooh, okay. Okay, well, you already know my type then.
Oh, don't worry, there's a few good of us around here. We still alive, we still popping, we still rolling.
Yeah.
Okay. Does the little girl have a question?
No, she does. When I'm on the phone, when she does this, that's the only time. And I'm on
okay,
my phone.
Okay.
Earpiece. And, yeah. All right, Oriana. Quiet. And Subway, I'm turning the channel.
Okay? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
I'll talk to her. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Flashbacks from my childhood. That's all. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's okay, though.
Okay.
She's calmed down now. She's calmed down.
Was that the only question that you had, Candace?
Do you pick up any energy around him or whatever? When do you see me meeting this person or whatever?
Oh, for the person or for other energies?
Yeah, energies. Yeah, the person.
Okay. Or do you want to know about the other energies? Here's the real question.
Yeah, you can pick up the other energies, too. Yeah. What do you pick up around me?
I hear grandmother.
Oh.
I hear, loving grandmother, as in you're going to do fine, sweetie. But as for the man, because I have a feeling that you want to know about the man.
Mm-hmm.
He's the nurturing type. You like that. Nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Okay. I haven't met this person before, no.
Okay.
No, I haven't met this person before, huh? I haven't met this person before, huh?
Maybe not here.
If
you catch my drift.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm a fire sign, so. I'm a fire sign as well.
Huh?
I'm sorry for all of that.
Don't be sorry. I love kids.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a fire sign myself.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm a fire sign myself. I'm a Sag.
One more time.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a fire sign myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was asking, I haven't met this person before, huh? Because a little bit over a year ago, I did date somebody who was a fire sign as well. So, but it was very brief. It was a really strong connection.
Well, maybe you just do well with fire signs. It helps you kindle your flame a little bit. It keeps the fire going.
It was strong. It was strong romance there, actually. And, it was very brief, but it was strong.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the strongest connection I've ever had with somebody was that person. It was brief, but it was strong. So, it was over a year ago, so.
Okay. Do you still have connection to that person? As an emotional connection? Not necessarily physical connection, but emotional?
Well, before we became intimately and everything like that, we were friends. We were very, very good friends. And we stopped talking. I don't know what happened with him and everything like that. And we haven't talked in a year, in over a year. So,
but do you ever find yourself like thinking about it as in I wish he was still here?
Well, that's the crazy thing about him, because it was like for a whole year, it was like all the time I would dream about that person.
Mm-hmm.
All the time I would dream about that person. And I did care about him. I loved him. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt that way about anybody else. And I'm divorced to my daughter's dad. And I didn't, the feelings weren't even close to that, to what I felt about that person.
Mm-hmm.
It was so strange. It was crazy. Even though it was brief, and I don't know, maybe it scared him off. I don't know. I would never know. I don't know. But,
relax your mind about it then.
Yeah.
You don't have to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Relax your mind about it and look forward to something new, because they'll come. They always do, right at the right time. Put it this way. When it comes to something that you want to the point where you actually need it emotionally, it'll be like walking off a cliff and you won't even see anything there. And in the moment you take that first step out, you still won't see anything. You take that second step out, a cloud magically pops up into the air and everyone will be looking at you like you're an angel. I didn't know she could get that.
Oh, she looks so divine right now. I love how they doing everything right now. Oh, look at the new stuff. Oh, it's so lovely. But, yeah, you'll be looking like you're floating on cloud nine in no time.
And that's the question. Well, I know you said ask the question, but do you feel that he ever did have feelings for me or was it nothing like that?
Repeat that one more time, please.
Did this guy ever have feelings for me at all, or did he even care or whatever about me? That's the question.
As in like a soulmate romance will just...
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was a soulmate in it. I don't know. But did he ever have...
The lifelong lover thing?
Oh, her past relationship. I think that's what she's talking about.
Yeah. That's what I meant last time when I said you might know him, but not here.
Hmm.
And from the sound of it, because people usually meet each other in the higher planes, and then they meet each other on the physical planes. You probably met the last one, too. You got to think for meeting people in the upper planes before you meet them down here.
Yeah, I guess so.
You got to jump through these hoops up here before you can even talk to me down here.
Mm-hmm. And that was the
you get
thing.
It?
Like after we ended it and everything, I would have all the time having dreams about that person. And I'm like, why am I dreaming about this person? I should just move on my life. We don't talk. We're not friends. Nothing like that. Yeah, I have those for. I don't know if it was the same way, but I've always...
Do you know how to go into meditation about stuff like that?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you may feel something, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if they were real, you know. And that's the thing I would like to know, if he felt that way. Because, you know.
I don't think it's time to tell you how he feels about it, because you keep thinking about him, okay? But
okay.
I will say that if there's a part of him coming to you, then it's okay to receive him on that level. Just realize it's not his time down here. I seriously gone through the same thing this time last year. It was like finding a needle in a... No. It was like finding hay in a needle stack. You can find it, but every time you look for it, it's going to poke you. But, yeah, it's okay to communicate with him on that level because you probably do so because he's probably in your soul family, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it probably does your mind some good that you probably still can communicate with him. So if anything, and I use this one for myself, communicate with that person on the realm in which they come to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go into meditation and just say, you can come to me now if you have something to say. And if they don't come, they don't come. They don't need to come,
always,
don't think about it.
Yeah, because he's always telling me this and that in the dream. And even when, like, doing that, like, all the time, dreams. He's always telling me stuff. But
well, if you don't really like him coming to you, then you can ask him to leave. If you feel like it's emotionally bothering you at that time, he'll understand on that level.
Because it comes to a point, if you got something to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I
also feel that he was to some degree weighing you down, especially if he's weighing you down even on the upper levels.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch my drift, emotionally weighing you down. So
maybe it was
best for him to leave in the first place, what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And I just had a big, giant backflash to my last relationship, so thank you.
I mean, I don't think about him like that, like, anymore, and like that, because, you know, like, we were friends before that, and if anything... I miss the friendship. I don't miss anything more than that. You know, I would love to be friends with him again, but we're not friends, obviously. You know. So.
Well, you was most likely the one who was really adding any juice in the relationship. And it was the fact that you could that kept you there. Probably. That's probably the one thing you liked most about it. You was able to give to someone that you enjoyed giving to. And you could talk with them. You had that equivalent exchange where you can go back and forth with them. Now that it's gone, you kind of had to just replace it with your own communication with yourself to some degree. And that can be annoying. Trust me, I know that firsthand. But you can take what you learn and then go into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good part about that. As for the other person, though, you can just tell him to even tell him that you can keep talking, but at the same time, actually, what you can do is just block the fact that he's talking to you if you actually don't feel like receiving that information on him. Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
you can still communicate with him without you really realizing you're communicating with him if you're working as a spirit guide to his own things he's going through. Once again, flashback to my last relationship. You can do it and leave it in the upper consciousness of you. You don't have to peer in unless you're going in for your own healing. Because it's like when it's on the level of evening out who done what for whom, you kind of winning on this. So you can go ahead and say, oh, I need help on this, this, this. Can you emotionally help me on the energetic level? You got some energetic bills to go pay. So you can see him on that level and you're still feel him to some degree, but you can block out the fact that he's with you on that level and just head strong and steadfast forward.
Why is it the fact that I've never had that connection with anybody else but him? And that's the thing, like, what you were saying, but the fact that, I can communicate with him on that level
mm-hmm.
because
hold on. Wait, before I say, after this question, I'm getting ready to wrap up the show, but I'm going to let him finish, though.
Okay. As for why you had that connection with him more than any other person you've been with, it's because he most likely was a part of your soul family, and I'm getting a yes on that one, too. Soul family meaning you guys probably did this before. Like, even if you probably trace back, you probably have more similarities than just being a Sagittarius. You probably have the same rising sign or similar rising signs. And the situation, the dynamic of the relationship yourself was one of pretty much even on each side. You was even when it came to knowledge. You was even when it came to what you can bring to the table. And it was from that evenness where you found a relationship where you didn't have, where you got back what you gave, if you get me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was, long story short, it was a mirror that wasn't that much distorted for you. It's like, relationships are like being in a funhouse at times. You see this mirror, you see that reflection, the reflection of you having just being completely top-heavy, the reflection of you having super long legs, and then there's sometimes reflections where you see yourself plainly as you are, and that's what type of relationship it was. Okay?
Okay.
All right, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, you'll be fine.
I'm trying to understand what you mean. Yeah, I understand what you mean, but I think I understand what you mean, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that new person. Yeah, we were too much alike in that kind of way. We both were. And he's too immature.
Okay.
He was younger than me, too. So.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you, Candace, for calling in, and I hope that information was helpful for you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, Candace. Hope you do well.
Bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to wrap the show up. Thank you, Samad, for being my first guest up on the show. I really appreciate you coming on.
Welcome, welcome. Anytime. It was fun on my side, too.
Yeah, it was fun. I think you're fun, period. You're funny, man.
Thanks.
Do you want to give your information out? Do you want to share?
Okay, sure. My name is Samad Bond, Sage Eternal. If you want to find me, go to www.psychicwarehouse.org. And if you want to make the quick contact with me, I'm always on Facebook because I got an iPhone and things off the hook all the time. So www.facebook.com/psychicwarehouse, I'm there. Or if you just Google Psychic Warehouse, I'm there. On YouTube, Psychic Warehouse, again, I'm there. Kept it simple for you all in just one, well, two words, Psychic Warehouse, Samad Bond, and I'm there. Yeah.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say you guys can find me at intuitivelybeing.com and my Facebook page at facebook.com/intuitivelybeing. And thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on again.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And I also like to thank hold on. Oh, and you were great, too. Sherry wanted me to mention that.
Oh,
no, I'm serious,
thank
though. You were great, man. Awesome. You were awesome. And I'd like to thank Sherry, too, as well.
Hi. I was there. I was listening in. You were awesome.
Oh,
you were totally
you,
awesome. Yes. I really enjoyed it.
Sherry finds you hilarious, too.
Oh, were you laughing in the background and trying to cover it up?
No, I mean, I love your readings, but, I mean, you have a way of putting things and just, like, whatever you're saying, it doesn't matter what you're saying, it literally makes me feel good. You know what I mean? You could tell somebody, you're not going to meet somebody for 2 years, but, I don't know, you have this way of putting things and just, it makes me feel okay about it. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. You know how they say all is well, and God always is always saying all is well, but when you go down to human land, it's almost getting set on fire, or you're having a fight with your family, and an angel comes in to say all is well, and you get pissed off, say, why on earth are you saying all is well? Pretty soon after you hear all is well, you just start saying all is well, and then you start making everything well. Or seeing everything as well, and you see the beauty in the web, and see how the web itself as well, the funness of
well,
it.
Well,
yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Well,
Sharon.
You're losing that energy. Yes, and nice to talk to you. I appreciate you coming on and doing the show too. It was an awesome show. I love your videos. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you. You got a jazzy voice.
Oh, thank you.
Little Jill Scott there. Keep doing what you do. You also. Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, it's so funny, though. It's so funny. I always tell people, though, when I was little, that's what I was teased for in school. They called me Minnie Mouse. And so now I'm like, everybody's like, oh, I love your voice. And it always makes me giggle because that was the thing that I was tortured for when I was little, was my voice. And so now everybody's like, oh, I love your voice. And I just, you know, I think it's so ironic.
It's always like that.
Yeah,
I got tortured
exactly.
For having a big, giant head.
Well, I think your head is in proportion to your body.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to sleep real good tonight.
I know, right? That's the sweetest
thing
you've heard all day, right?
I'm going to go to sleep and just like, oh, they love my readings and she said my head was proportional. I'll be like Rudolph up there. I'm cute.
I know, I'm such a flatterer.
Oh, don't be mad at yourself. Keep it going. People need that.
Well,
Go ahead and just walk up to them and say, your head is so proportional, I love it. See how much happiness will shoot from them.
Well, Kier knows me. And that's the one thing I will notice about a person is if their head is not in proportion to their body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I will notice that. And
well, here's the
like,
thing. My head hasn't
hair.
Grown since I was
head.
Like, my head hasn't grown since I was 3, though. I had a big head when I was little.
I don't think it's supposed to grow. Is it?
True, true. But when I was a little Samar, little Samar wasn't proportionally right for his head, though. So, well, look, all right. I'm sorry, little Samar. It's okay. We'll talk about it later on in Shadow War. But, yeah.
Hey, your head was the size it needed to be to support the size of your penile gland, probably.
Thank you. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I'm going to eat some watermelon and just sleep good. Beans and rice, watermelon, some vegetables, eat a few bananas, and I'm just going to sleep like a babe.
Well, I hope you'll come on and do the show again because it was, like, great. It was really awesome.
Oh, this was fun. I would love to come back.
Yeah, please
yeah, yeah.
do.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes,
hey,
ma'am.
anytime you want to, if you're bored, mm-hmm. you know
okay.
where to find us.
All right, then.
Yeah, you know the fun is. I don't mind you coming. I'm glad that you came on. We need more masculine energy in this
yes,
field.
Yes,
anyway.
We do. I've been tired. I've been saying that for too long.
Yeah, we need it.
Oh, yes, we need that.
That is so true.
We need that like good food.
We need to change this generation.
Oh,
yeah,
it will.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. I was thinking the same thing while I was listening. I was like, oh, this is awesome, you know, to have, you know, another man on the show because usually it's here, it's me, and then it's a whole bunch of women calling it.
I noticed that. It's always a bunch of women. I'm sorry. Hold up for a second. I'm sorry, audience, that the men haven't been rising up in the metaphysical movement. We're here now. We won't leave you again. We're going to be committed in this relationship, or if we men.
Yeah, I guess maybe men just aren't worried about it. Maybe they're not doing the, oh, my goodness, am I going to meet somebody soon? Maybe
oh, no,
they're just
no, 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 no.
going
We're,
about...
They're doing it. They're doing it. They just scared to. They do it in their head. Every man does that in their head. They do it in their head, and then they lay it on the table, and they be like, yeah.
But what's that saying, Sherry? Jamie Foxx dating somebody in the head for a year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always say that, too, because I've been going out with Vin Diesel now for about a year in my mind.
Oh. Is he treating you right?
Oh, yeah, we go to some lovely places. I mean, he really knows how to take me on vacation.
Oh, perfect. Y'all been to the Bahamas and everything?
Oh, we've been everywhere. We're having a
long nights in the hotel room?
Oh, it's been wonderful. You know, he lets me watch him work out. He lets me watch
mm-hmm.
him, you know, make the movies. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
be happier.
Did you meet The Rock when he was doing Fast and Furious with him?
Well, no, actually, I told a friend of mine the other day, I go, I think I feel a fake breakup coming on because
oh,
there's somebody
okay.
else I'd like to date in my mind now.
Uh-huh, yeah. who's next, huh?
I don't know. I kind of like the guy from Arrow. You know, the guy that's, like, the lead
oh.
guy on Arrow. But then again, yeah. I really like the guy that they just ditched from Scandal. I can't remember his name. It's the black guy
the
that was on Scandal.
Ooh, you lost me there. I'm sorry. Bad for my – I need to watch more television.
See,
don't feel bad.
I'm a Netflix
she
person.
She asked me if I knew the show, too, and I didn't know it either.
I was like, oh, you're not watching Scandal?
Yeah, I know I'm so scandalous for not watching Scandal. It fit too perfectly. I had to do it. Sorry.
Yeah, see, I told him I'm addicted to Facebook and Netflix.
Oh, that's the best addiction you can get nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
You learn something
yeah.
from Facebook and Netflix. You should, like, seriously, I pulled an entire leg workout from Facebook.
You can do some things nowadays.
Yes, and you know, I actually had a Facebook friend. You know, the funny videos that you sometimes see of people dancing weird. That one you saw here. Well, I had a Facebook friend that was like, "Cherry, I blame you. I hurt myself because I thought you were doing, but I kind of follow along." I'm like, you gotta stay seated and watch Facebook. You can't be trying to follow along with these
people. You should have threw that off and said, at least you have something to talk about now.
Yeah, exactly. How you see your
Facebook. I made your life
interesting. Back out.
Do not come and complain to me. You should be thanking me. Kiss my big toe.
Yeah, I helped her get up off the sofa. I sure did, and then she threw her back.
You just
out.
Haven't got off in a while. See, this is all your fault. Every last
know,
bit of
right?
it. Do not come back
I
to
know.
Me. To try to
yes.
play me like a fool. What in the world?
Yes, see, that's my job, to help get people up.
Yeah. And you came and insulted me with your little, you made me do this. I was not next to you when you decided to do an alley-oop flip in your apartment next to the table, and you fell on the table.
Right.
This is not my fault.
She sure did, too. She said, it was okay until I tried to bend backwards like the lady was doing on the video. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, she tried to do
like,
a, back,
no, you didn't.
A back bend.
She tried to bend backwards. You know, like the yoga people do? Like,
oh, yeah,
go
yeah,
back.
I can do that. I can do that. It's a back bend, yeah. She tried
she
it?
Can't.
Oh.
You can do it. She
can't. I can't. I can't do that.
She now knows she can't.
Oh, so she knows better. Well, I hope she
yes,
can take what she knows
okay.
now and build up on it.
Yes. Yes. She's had an experience that she can grow from.
See, this is your rock bottom. That's what you should have said, Dad. You found your rock bottom. Now
exactly.
start building
only,
your mansion.
Yep. Yep, there's only up to go from here.
Yes.
Well,
but
I yes, so enjoyed
your
you company.
I like you. Thank
yes.
you. I enjoyed your company and Kia's company, too.
I enjoyed it. Thank you again
yes.
for coming on for me, man. We're talking like this
you
is
are.
The behind the stage, they call it backstage or something, on the air.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
Behind the stage, in front of the stage, we're talking. That's all I know.
But we will keep in touch, and we'll chat with
yes,
you on Facebook, and we'll be watching your videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy to know you guys, and happy to have you as my audience, and I'll stay connected to you guys, what you're doing, too.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, you have a good night. And
you
remember
too.
All those compliments I gave you.
Yes, I will. I will sleep like a babe. Like a baby reindeer with a shiny red nose. I'm cute. My hair's proportional. I made a woman laugh today.
And
two ring cards in my, two
sure
stars in my window.
Feel free to use my compliments if you want to on others. You know, feel free to use my material.
Okay. All right, save the compliments. I got to go, okay?
Okay. It's great
okay.
talking to you. And
you be nice to Vin Diesel.
Have a great night. Yes. I'll say hi to Vin for you.
Okay. Actually, we
thanks,
work out man. A little bit. Welcome. Welcome. All right, I gotta go, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
All right.